Lots of people make lots of lists of the top colleges and universities based on a lot of different attributes, everything from the top 25 football teams to the best party schools in the country. Southern Oregon University finds itself on a list of the best, among the top 50 schools in the country for being friendly to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender students, LGBT. The organization Campus Pride puts out the list. Let's talk about what went into it with people who know the LGBT situation at SOU. Janelle Wilson, I mentioned, is our guest. She is the Queer Resource Center coordinator at SOU. Janelle, welcome.
Thank you.
So why call yourselves the Queer Resource Center? It's an interesting name.
Yes, it is. It does have an interesting history, and a lot of our community still find it to be a pejorative term. However, we use it very positively to celebrate those identities that wouldn't be able to be identifiable under the LGBT acronym. And so it's to encompass more identities of folks that would fit under that queer umbrella term. It's also a term that is in alignment with a field of study in higher education. Queer studies exists here at SOU. That's under our Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies program. And lastly, it's a term that is being reclaimed slowly but surely across the, particularly the West Coast and the East Coast. Queer is being used more frequently to encompass a broader range of identities rather than just LGBT.
What was once used as a weapon is now then used as your own general umbrella identity.
Yes, and a powerful tool to take back something that was hurtful and use it as a source of pride.
I was just hearing this morning that LGBT can also be LGBTQ, I'd heard about, but LGBTQIA plus, and then there's a new identification system called Moji. I guess we'll have to talk about it in future programs, but it makes it easier, I guess, just to say Queer Resource Center.
It does make it easier for us, yes.
So what goes on at the Queer Resource Center? What do you do for the LGBT or queer community on SOU's campus?
Yeah, well, we are completely funded by the student fee. So first off, I'm extremely grateful to the students of SOU for funding all of our programming and my complete salary, our student salaries. We have about usually 8 to 10 student staff members who are employed with us, and they work to provide a welcoming atmosphere in our center, which is located in the Stevenson Union. And we provide resources to incoming students, any students in the area. That includes our high school and middle school age students as well. And we get a lot of requests from the community as well for resources around transgender identities, sexualities. If there's any need for a medical health care provider, we can provide resources like that. Specifically for our SOU students, we provide various resources that are available to them on campus, make sure that they know what is available and what their rights are. I provide advocacy for our students who may encounter any kind of bias on campus, and lots of really fun programming as well. And that's what our student staff mainly focuses on, programming.
That's a lot of services you provide. Certainly one of the ways in which we can clearly see that this is an LGBT-friendly campus at SOU, but also over a lot of time. I mean, how long has the Queer Resource Center, by whatever name, existed?
Right. Well, this is my 10th fall, and in 2003 was when the first coordinator started in their official capacity. So we've been around for, almost 13 years.
Yeah.
We just celebrated our 10th year anniversary not too long ago.
So then now you're getting recognition, of course, from the outside world. And apparently this is not the first time that Campus Pride has taken note of the efforts on behalf of the LGBT community at Southern Oregon University. So what, first of all, what is Campus Pride?
Yeah, Campus Pride is a national organization that works with campuses and for campuses to help provide benchmarks and best practices so that we're aware of what we should be working towards for all of our students. They also provide lots of additional resources. There's a speakers bureau. They also do admissions fairs specifically for colleges to participate in that are wanting to recruit LGBT or LGBT-friendly students, which I hope the SOU will be participating in October, actually. And so they also provide a lot of up-to-date research around the needs of campus or college-age students. And so for us specifically, the Campus Pride Index has allowed us they've provided us with a really amazing framework to be able to see what we're meeting, what we can improve upon, and where we should be headed.
So it's a fairly large list of criteria, it sounds like, to get on this list in the first place. And there was a top 25 list this year. It's a top 50 list?
Correct.
What happened there?
Well, I think that they opened it up to a top 50 list rather than a top 25 because they had more colleges who were reaching that five-star overall benchmark. And so they wanted to be able to recognize additional institutions that met that five-star overall rating.
And that is where SOU is, at a five-star rating?
Yes, we have a five-star overall rating.
We're talking to Janelle Wilson from Southern Oregon University's Queer Resource Center, where she's the coordinator, about the five-star rating and the top 50 best of the best identification for SOU by Campus Pride for being LGBT-friendly. Join us on the exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 around the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Is there still room for improvement once you get to a five-star rating?
Are there
places to go up? What are the places that Campus Pride or anybody on campus feels need to be addressed still?
Right. Campus Pride is changing the Campus Pride Index for 2015. And so once we go through that evaluation process, we will see exactly what they're looking for. One of the things that I know that they're impressing upon universities is the need to provide additional resources for our transgender and gender nonconforming population, including not just for our students, but for our staff and faculty, opportunities to move forward if they choose to or would like to have any kind of hormone replacement therapy, or more specifically, any surgeries related to transitioning, that they're hoping that would be able to be covered by insurance policies for students and for staff and faculty. And that's something, we do provide hormone replacement therapy at SOU, but we do not provide any sort of coverage for an assignment surgery for a person who's transitioning. So that, I know, will affect our rating until we're able to get that as part of our policy.
And is that something to strive for, then?
It is, absolutely, yes. And
a lot of that, I should point out, has changed in recent years. We were just talking a few weeks ago about the Oregon Health Plan expanding to include more transgender procedures.
Yes, exactly. It's changing very quickly, and so I believe that we'll change along with that, and that's my hope, absolutely.
You do attempt to place the umbrella over the Queer Resource Center. So Queer sort of takes in all the LGBTQIA plus and so forth that we were talking about just a little bit ago. But, I mean, are there any internal squabbles or, you know, because there are different aspects of being queer in this sense?
Yeah, I think, the hardest thing is to find a term that fits for everyone, and that is nearly impossible. And so our hope with using the umbrella term is that we'll be able to be as inclusive as possible without further marginalizing somebody who's part of an underrepresented population. And so internally, we don't really see a whole lot of strife within those who utilize the Queer Resource Center. However, there have been in the past a few students who have spoken with me individually about their reluctance to utilize the center space because it didn't feel like it fit their identity specifically because of that word queer. But I think more frequently and by far exponentially, actually, we experience students feeling like they can find a home at the QRC, which is exactly what we want to be able to provide at all of our resource centers, is a home away from home.
When you get a chance to compare notes, and this certainly gives you a chance, this listing from Campus Pride of the 50 best of the best LGBT-friendly schools across the country, gives you a chance to look at what the other schools are doing. I mean, is it surprising at all that a school of relatively small size like Southern Oregon University ends up this high on this list?
Yes, I think so. I think I was surprised last year when we were in the top 25, was screaming and was kind of freaking out, but we are the only small public university on the list, and so it is extremely remarkable, in my opinion, that because of the student support of the center and the support that we also have from the administration, that we've been able to do so much here at such a small university with very limited resources. So it's a testament to what we have to offer here at SOU in general and how we value diversity and difference here, something that we all should be extremely proud of here in Ashland and in the Rogue Valley.
All right, so take us back to when you made the list last year. They were screaming, you say?
Yeah, screaming. There may have been some tears. I think I called my family and may have hurt their eardrums. But lots of congratulations from everywhere, and it felt so nice to be able to be recognized for the hard work that not only that I have done, but that has been in cooperation with everyone across campus. It takes you know, everyone from all of the departments, they basically get scrutinized. And so we're all doing an incredible job, and I'm thankful to have colleagues that find it to be of such value.
So that was last year when you made the top 25 list. This year, the best of the best. It's a top 50 list this year. So was the finding out, I don't know, did you take it in stride a little easier this time around?
No, not really. I don't really take many things in stride. So I was still just as excited and surprised again, because when you look at the list of other universities who made the top 50 list, none of them, they're all extremely recognizable. None of them are of the size that our small public regional university is. So it's still surprising to me that we're able to maintain our rating, and I hope that we'll be able to do that in the future.
You mentioned a lot of aspects of what goes on a campus get scrutinized for the purposes of the LGBT-friendly rating. What are the reasons often that people will seek out services from the Queer Resource Center? I mean, what are some of the places? I mean, because there are so many things that go on a college campus. It's not just education. It's also living and all the things of your daily life get wrapped up in there when you're a student.
I think one of the most common that we see is some students who are negotiating their own identity and trying to figure out if they are queer identified or if what's going on for them. Developmentally, we have a range of experiences, a range of students' ages, and their identity development can be already fairly cemented when they enter, and they might feel extremely confident with their queer identity, but they might also have a lot of questions. And likewise, even if it's not for themselves, they often seek out resources for family or friends who may be experiencing something or who are looking for resources if they've been disowned from their families or if their resources are cut off for reasons related to their queer identity. We also see a lot of students coming into the center who are looking for community and wanting to be a part of something that they feel that they're aligned with. So not necessarily all of the students who come into the Queer Resource Center are queer or have an identity that would fit under that queer umbrella, but are looking to be part of something that celebrates people for being exactly who they are. Other reasons why we see a lot of students are related to things that they may be experiencing either at home or in the classroom, or in their residence hall that might not be sitting well with them, or they may be experiencing some, like I mentioned previously, some bias, and we want to know about that. We want to, at SOU, it's really important to us to know when bias is occurring so that we can help prevent it, educate all of our students and staff and faculty to make sure that it won't happen in the future.
It would not be a great employment prospect for you, but can you see a time in the future when LGBT people are so considered just regular folks in society that you wouldn't need a Queer Resource Center?
Sure. I do think queer folks are regular folks, but I know what you're meaning, obviously. I hope so. You know, I hope that one day we're going to be at a place where all of difference and all of people's differences are celebrated rather than made to feel less than, or but I don't see that happening in the near future because there is such an institutionalized homophobia and cissexism and so forth that are kind of rampant everywhere. And so I don't see it happening anytime soon. So I do have a little bit of job security in that regard, but I'm hopeful that we will reach a place where everyone will be considered five-star, LGBT-friendly all the time.
All across the country. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Southern Oregon University made that list, five-star LGBT-friendly, as identified by Campus Pride. Janelle Wilson is the Queer Resource Center Coordinator at Southern Oregon University. Janelle, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Good to have you.